The Youth's Instructor, July 25, 1901. With power and great glory. Christ's second coming will be in marked contrast with his first coming. Then his glory was veiled with the garb of humanity. He came with no outward manifestation of glory. When he comes the second time, his divinity will not be concealed. He will come with his own glory and the glory of his Father. He will come as one equal with God, as his beloved Son, the Prince of heaven and earth. Instead of a crown of thorns, he will wear a crown of glory. Instead of a garment of humility, he will be clad in a garment of royalty. Upon his vesture will be written the name, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. At his first coming, Christ was denied and rejected by men, and by them dragged as a criminal to Pilate's bar, where they charged him with blasphemy. He was scourged and crucified. Nails were driven through his hands and feet. For 3 hours he hung on the cross, while his enemies said tauntingly, "He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now, if he will have him, for he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" At his second coming, the scene is changed. He is acknowledged by all as the King of Glory. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is the Christ, the Lord of heaven and earth, to the glory of God the Father. The angels bow in adoration before him. His enemies see the mistake they have made, and every tongue confesses his divinity. Christ's glory did not appear when he was upon this earth. He was then a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Men hid their faces from him. But he was following the path God had marked out for him. Still bearing humanity, he ascended to heaven, triumphant and victorious. He has taken the blood of his atonement into the holiest of all, sprinkled it upon the mercy seat and his own garments, and blessed the people. Soon he will appear the second time to declare that there is no more sacrifice for sin. His believing ones have made their calling and their election sure. They come forth at the first resurrection, and by innumerable voices is sung the song, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." Christ is soon to come in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Are we preparing to meet him in peace, to be among that number in whom, when he comes, he can be admired? Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.